Blog Talk Radio.
Special edition I'm doing on the topic of New Age, Wicca, the word Celt, neo-paganism, karma, and this phrase, we are all one, or all is one and one is all. I just wanted to separate this from some of my other shows that I've done, because it's I'm going to play a clip that was taken from another show that was multi-topical. And I just want to make it easier for everyone to be able to find this subject and be able to just focus solely on it without having to find another show that I've done and find where it was in that show that I did it and figure out how long it is, et cetera, et cetera. This is just the easiest thing to do. But the first thing I want to do, though, is to go ahead and play the clip of the topic, and then I want to add some additional commentary to it. So without further ado, I'll be back as soon as the clip is over with.
Look at New Age, or the Judeo-Christianized version of witchcraft. One of the major goals of Christianity is to destroy the past and replace it with fictitious versions that conform to the lie of Christianity. Recently, they've been working to turn the religion into a goddess cult by gradually getting rid of the horn gods so there will be fewer and fewer ties with the original religions. Wicca and New Age are both a bogus movement, not based upon the facts, but like Christianity, it is based upon stolen and altered rites and teachings. Like Christianity, it depends upon the ignorance of its followers to thrive. Wicca is simply Satanism light. It is a waste of time and for fools. I will elaborate further by explaining the Wiccan threefold law of return. I want to expose this lie and its origins. The threefold, the tenfold, the hundredfold, however many folds you want to give this, all of these were invented by a few to frighten the masses in order to maintain spiritual control. With the availability of knowledge in modern times, witchcraft could no longer be suppressed, so the oppressors had to find a way to keep it in line so real power and control can remain in the hands of the few. These few know the truth and are adepts in black magic, which they use liberally to spiritually enslave the masses. They control the mainstream religions that are nothing but programs to suppress knowledge and control humanity. The following information exposes this lie for what it is. Now, there's going to be some French in here. And as I've said before, someone from Southeast Texas just ain't going to speak French real well. So I'll try to get through some of this as best I can. The first known reference in print to the threefold law of return appeared in 1970 in a book called Witchcraft, Ancient and Modern, by Raymond Buckland, who was initiated into the craft by Gerald Gardner and was instrumental in introducing Gardnerian witchcraft into the United States. With enough research, it is evident that the threefold emerged with the Gardnerian tradition. Then we have the sevenfold, and I'm sure everyone has heard of the tenfold. My point here is none of this recent man-made nonsense has anything to do with the original religions. Its sole purpose is to keep people from using their inborn power and to promote a passive attitude that is accepting of abuse. This is no different from the Christian church. This threefold teaching was taken from the Eastern concept of karma after it emerged with Western Christianity. After the Eastern teachings of karma picked up the Judeo-Christian overtones of divine punishment, the product evolved into yet another system of control with the same theme of keeping power in the hands of a few who know how to use it to exploit humanity. One thing led to another, and Gerald Gardner added more to this and promoted the belief that witches must never use their powers to cause harm. Everyone has to take abuse and keep the passive attitude. The Wiccan read, "And it harm none, do what ye will." According to Gardner, the creed is derived from good King Paulsol, who declared, "Do what you like so long as you harm no one." King Paulsol is a fictitious character from the French novel by Pierre Louis called Les Aventures du Roi Paulsol, or something along those lines, in 1901, reprinted in 1925, numerous times since. Or The Adventures of King Paulsol, or The Body Good-Natured Sovereign. This is the basis of Wicca. Wicca is nothing more than a Christianized version of the old religions. Wiccans have taken selected rites and teachings to suit their whims from the original religions and have twisted, corrupted, and transformed them, and are now passing themselves off as the original religion. As I've said before, they like to cut the head off of the original, put theirs on top, and then prance around and act as if theirs is the original and everyone else is a copycat. They do that with everything. The hypocrisy can be readily seen in the gods they acknowledge. Many, if not most, of these gods and goddesses that they claim to worship were the ones who brought the teachings of magic to humans, both white and black magic. They are known as the Fallen Ones. The original horn god is Satan. In addition, few Wiccans bother to do any in-depth research regarding the gods and goddesses they commune with and worship. Most of these deities are of the satanic pantheon of hell. Many Wiccans and more pagans also unknowingly mix their deities, in other words, angels with demons, and this can spell disaster. You can read a long list of deities these people claim to worship, and it is obvious they really know nothing much about them. Most of the writings consist of nothing but talk. For example, how Ishtar should be invoked instead of Astaroth, even though they are the same exact goddess. They claim using the name Astaroth is different, even though they readily admit she is the same goddess. Go figure. According to author Raymond Buckland, Wiccans claim their religious roots to be evident in a Paleolithic cave painting of a man dressed in stag skins, presumably performing a dance. Caverne de Troyes, I can't read this, is the site of this cave painting somewhere in France, obviously. It is just that, a man dressed up in animal skins, and there literally is no proof of anything. Wicca is a Christianized corruption of the old pagan religions. Wicca is the Judeo-Christianized version of witchcraft. Again, one of the major goals of Christianity is to destroy the past and replace it with fictitious versions that conform to the lie of Christianity. The word Wicca actually comes from the same old English word as witch does. Wicca, meaning to yield or bend, as the Christianized Saxons would have it, to demons, which is a Greek word, daemons. It means gods or intelligences. Again, the original pentagrams pointed to the earth, not up in the air. And when I say again, you have to refer back to some of my previous presentations that I did with Mike. And by the way, I'm going to try to upload those onto my own personal Blog Talk Radio account here pretty soon to make it easier for people to find. So, for all you Wiccans and you New Agers as well, time to seriously get a fucking clue, okay? This is mainly more about the modern Celtic and New Age here, this portion of it. Any criticism of New Age paganism or Wicca or even so Celtic derives from one simple fact, that being that it is a marketing exercise that is deliberately designed not to work in the way that real witchcraft did and still does. The word Celtic is also used because Gaelic is a bad word in Britain, as they have worked hard to eradicate the influence of their Gaelic culture there. Again, more Romanized than Gaelic. New Age, Wicca, etc. just rehashes old, hypocritical Christian moral values and symbols and attaches to them a host of products, services, and useless books with built-in obsolescence manufactured or written by cynical, unregenerate businessmen to whom any palely glimmering moments of enlightenment that have ever come have been when they have had to change a blown 40-watt bulb and whose livelihoods depend on a captive customer base comprising of a cyclically revolving stream of inadequate, continuously buying the next soul-saving product or idea from them. Modern Wicca, like so much else in the 20th century society, is imitation and hollow mimicry. It is safe and respectable, and consequently, it is dead. If it had any intrinsic psychobiological value and any consequent potential for making significant social changes, the establishment would have squashed the New Age movement in the first few months of its emergence. Like everything else in the marketplace, however, it is no more than a fashion statement, a lifestyle choice with a price tag attached. Modern Wicca is nothing more than an invented hodgepodge of Anglo-Catholic white middle-class moral attitudes and desires. To wit, it is modern, born-again Christianity dressed up in the Edwardian pseudo-pornographic imagery of titillating young nymphs prancing naked around bonfires in deep dark woods, mixed in copiously with elements of fantasy paganism that could be found anywhere in the neoclassical and ersatz Celtic revivalist guff of the Victorian period. The New Age, Celtic or Wicca, or any other of the myriad of identical merchantable material or mental commodities being offered to fill the deliberately manufactured holes in people's personalities, are any more than pecuniary responses to the manifestation of the individual's social inadequacy. They are created and fueled by corporate greed, the sole inspiration and emotive force behind the new fads and services that emerge to fill gaps in world markets, which were contrived by the establishment's conditioning of its captive consumer workforce to be inadequate in the first place. In Britain, for example, the British Trading Standards Office demands of the manufacturer or service provider that any goods or services offered for sale by them should be fit to be used for the purpose for which they were intended. And where the New Age movement, Wicca, and indeed modern revivalist Christianity are concerned, all fall below this definition, and furthermore, technically fall foul of the British Trades Description Act. All, including revivalist Christianity, need to be investigated in these terms and in relation to the British Fraudulent Mediums Act. They won't be because they make money. They're impotent and harmless as far as the security services are concerned, and they keep the bald pink monkeys quiet in their semi-detached consumer cages. However inadequate and fraudulent these services are in relation to what they claim to be to achieve for people, they are nevertheless adequate and succinct social indicators. The boom in these markets reflects the increasing sense of alienation and the dissatisfaction and disillusionment in traditional values and institutions felt by the consumer. The former two are not real Celtic, not real magic, and not real witchcraft, any more than the latter is the genuine old-time New Testament Christianity that the besuited preachers would have us believe it to be. They are all worst-guessing marketing hype, as are the endless stream of sanitized books. This in itself is a clear indication that they speak not the truth, nor do they stand for truth, but rather the continuity of their own survival and for the maintenance of their power base and their profit margins. If they are prepared to ditch the central concepts of heaven and hell, which they cherished dearly for centuries as a tool for propagating fear with which to control the people, they are capable of any adjustment in the name of mammon. They are pecuniary hypocrites to man. This is not a new age of enlightenment, but simply the old school, the religious, academic, industrial establishment, flogging reconditioned junk in the hope that they can continue to hoodwink the cretinous masses from which they feed like leeches, into staying put and continuing to work subserviently for their sole benefit. The Celtic, Wicca, and New Age movement, like born-again Christianity, is big business worldwide. And if it were actually capable of helping people to achieve what it says they can achieve, it would go bust in a matter of months, along with 90% of the world's manufacturing and service industries, which would also be deemed irrelevant, becoming redundant as people across the globe achieve a sense of personal self-sufficiency, self-sufficient integrity as the planet entered a new age of peace. Under the prevailing social economic conditions, the much-lauded age of Aquarius can never be the age of the individual who attains integrity and personal sovereignty. It can only be the age of selfish insularity, exacerbated by the ever-increasing pressure upon the consumer slaves of the free West to further cultivate the same old sense of greed and fear which will in turn goad them into buying more and more in order to assuage the ever-increasing sense of disenfranchisement, loneliness, and pointlessness that the corporate elites have instilled in them for centuries. To the sociologists who advise governments, we have become categorized into numbered social units. To those governments' military tacticians, we are expendable civilian collateral assets. And to the tradesmen who control these governments, we are consumers. Do we wish to continue to be labeled so cynically and only according to our relative value to any given elite or its agents? You want real Celtic? Learn about the Druids. You want mystical Christianity? Study Crowley. Okay.
Okay, I'm back. Well, I hope that kind of drives the point home there. Now, you know, this is not to say that there's not anything that's valid in any of this stuff. There is. It's just that it's been perverted to the point where it is of no use for the most part. You know, if you look at the symbol of Mercury, yes, it does have a correct meaning to the planet Mercury in aspects of the occult that are valid. You know, that's for example. Yes, the particular color of a candle can make a difference, etc., etc. The point being is that you're really not accomplishing anything. You're just wasting your time. And if you just persist in this role, you'll never achieve anything any greater than what you think you do in your own mind. You know, you're just fooling yourself. The New Age movement began out of what is called the Lucius Trust, and that was set up by a lady named Alice Bailey, who had taken the work of Madame Helena Blavatsky, and which is known as Theosophy, the blending of theology, science, and philosophy. And they are, all the New Agers now are really apologists for Alice Bailey, and especially on some of her perceptions of Jews. She had a negative perception of them. And all they do now is say something along the lines of, well, we don't know where the Jews came from, but they're beneficial for us. And, of course, anyone who listens to any of my shows that knows that is certainly not the case. Now, I'm not going to sit here and malign Madame Blavatsky. A lot of her, some of her stuff is very, very good. I borrow from it. I've learned a lot from it. However, her ultimate goal was to create a new version of Christianity, and albeit certainly one more valid than what we have now, but that's not where we need to go in our society, obviously, if you've listened to any of my shows. And I just wanted to make that known, anybody who is not aware of that. Just when you read Blavatsky's work or any of Alice Bailey's, just keep that in mind. And that's not to say there's not anything valid in it. Now, the word Celtic, really today, I mean, we know the word was used by the Romans to describe the so-called barbarians of Europe. And that's ultimately where it came from, as best I can tell. Unless there's some newer research out there or something I have not read. And it gets used, like I mentioned in this previous clip, to really cover up the Gaelic influence of the culture of the British Isles. And so it's really more of a pop culture social construct than it is anything else. And I think if we could find another term to use, like, say, Teutonic, because all of the peoples of North and West Europe were Teutonic peoples, that would really be more appropriate. However, it's very hard to change habits, and I will even use it myself as well. Sometimes it's just simply because of a lack of a better term, whereas Teutonic may not sound appropriate or necessarily fit, Celtic seems to work. Just don't mix it up with the basketball team in Boston called Celtics. There are no Celtics except for that basketball team. And also something else I wanted to mention too is the what I had discovered about a lot of neo-pagans in general. They start to get into the Kabbalah, and they think this is the all there is to the occult. Well, it's Hebrew sorcery. It's specific to the Hebrews, and they use it on Gentiles. Okay, and on top of that, it's not pagan. You know, I've talked to pagans before, and then they say, "Well, you know, we start using these Kabbalistic ideas in our circles. You know, when we do rituals, and you know, well, you know, well, wait a minute." This is Judaism. How is that pagan? You know, what part of that does not compute, you know? And you look at the stuff in there, and yes, there is, it's a cult. It's perverted occult. The Hebrews stole everything. There's nothing in their sorcery that didn't come from somewhere else. However, it is significantly perverted. And you look at most of it, and you don't understand it. You know, I've studied this stuff, and there's a lot of it I don't even understand. And I think a lot of it is put there to just give you the impression that, oh, this must really be real. Look at how complex and complicated it is. Well, whether it is or isn't is irrelevant. It's Hebrew. It's not Gentile, and it's not pagan. And it's not worth getting into. And on top of that, you're working for the Hebrews when you use it. You're not working for Gentiles. Not in the least. And if you look at the Kabbalah, the Klippoth is considered filth. That's where all of the Gentile gods are. If you're a Gentile, why would you want to go against your own gods? And as the Catholic Encyclopedia readily admits, look under devil worship, you'll find it, the demons are the gods of the Gentiles. And also, too, be careful if you're doing anything with Enochian magic, because you can deal with both sides by accident if you're not careful. You have to make sure it's been properly translated. And you certainly don't want to be mixing Hebrew in with Gentile, you know, which could spell disaster, as it was mentioned in this clip that you just heard. So anyway, I just wanted to go ahead and say a few things about this topic to elaborate on it, because I think it's important. And keep in mind, too, that most of these books that you buy that relate to this New Age topics are typically pretty sanitized and safe. You're not going to find anything that's really that accurate per se. You know, I would highly recommend going to, say, a website such as, say, The Joy of Satan, where it's guaranteed to be Gentile and it's also been tried and tested, or they're not going to have it on their website. They have a complete section in there on satanic magic as well as satanic power meditation. And you really, if you've been involved in Wicca and you're coming into, say, our nationalist movement, well, then you'll understand rather quickly that most of what you've learned about Wicca really is total garbage. So anyway, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and end this. I've pretty much said what I wanted to say on it. But I did want to elaborate further than just what was on that clip. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out, and I'm going to play some Fleetwood Mac. Thank you for listening.